So as we understand how precious the plan of God is, then we understand a statement that Jesus made about the kingdom in Luke chapter 16. He talked about everybody pressing into it. So the plan of God for our lives is not something that's automatically done. It's something we've got to press into.
Amen.
Let's go back there, Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16, let's read this verse of Scripture again. Luke 16 and verse 16. God has plans for families.
Amen.
He's got plans for families.
Amen.
Plans for families.
Amen.
And when I talk about families, I'm talking about, first of all, the core unit of husbands and wives and their children. But God has plans for families. Your descendants will be mighty on the earth. Your descendants will inherit the nations. One of the greatest heritage you and I could ever give to our children's descendants is give them a heritage of the pursuit of the plan of God. You know, I was thinking about that verse of Scripture that says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children.
Yeah, yeah.
So what does that mean? That means at the end of my life, towards the end of my life, you know, I shouldn't have nothing. Mm-hmm. As I follow the plan of God, I'll have something, an inheritance to pass on to my children and to my children's children.
Amen.
Amen. But part of that great inheritance that we pass on to our children's children, it's more than money. It's a pursuit of the plan of God.
Amen.
Why? Because if we teach our children to pursue the plan of God, Matthew 6:33 will come roaring through.
Yeah.
You seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
Yes.
So we don't want to leave a legacy of you know, our children and our offspring pursuing things. You know, we're not born again to pursue a paycheck. We're born again to pursue our purpose. Can you say amen?
Amen?
You know, there's a difference between a career and your calling. There's a difference between a career and your calling. A career is what you're paid for. Your calling is what you're made for. Right? A career is what you're paid for. We don't want to just pursue what pays the most. You know, I'm not going to say it troubles me, because it doesn't trouble me. But sometimes I'm disturbed when I hear about people that they, like, for example, people went into medicine. They had a passion for medicine, to be a medical doctor or whatever, and they practiced medicine for a while. And now we've got medical doctors here in the Philippines going back to nursing school. Not because they have a heart for nursing, but because they think there's a better paycheck abroad if they pursue nursing. That's a perversion of the plan of God. We don't, are you here? We don't just pursue a paycheck, we pursue our purpose. There's provision with your purpose. Amen. So, Luke chapter 16. And verse 16, it says, the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God has been preached, and everyone is pressing into it. Everybody say, we're pressing into it.
We're pressing into it.
How many of us? Everyone.
Amen.
Everybody say, everyone.
Everyone.
Is pressing in.
To the plan of God.
And let me remind you, this word pressing, it means to force. It means to crowd oneself into. It means to be seized. So this is not something that's done passively. It's something that's done aggressively and actively. Amen. That's why we get up in the morning. I mean, you know, that's why we get up. We pray in the morning. Why? We're pressing on. The Apostle Paul said, not that I've already apprehended, but this one thing I do, I press on. I press forward to lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me. And what has He laid hold of us for? He's laid hold of us, number one, to know Him.
Amen.
No matter how much I knew of Him yesterday, there's more to know of Him today, tomorrow. Amen. And I'm pressing on to know what is the upward call that God has for my life. So God has a call for your life. It's an upward call, but you got to press into it. Just because calendar months pass by and years pass by, how many of you can testify, if you've lived long enough, you have some wisdom about this, you know what I'm talking about. The plan of God doesn't happen just through the passing of time. You got to press into it.
Amen.
You got to go for it.
Yes.
You got to make a quality decision. And so when we talk about pressing into the plan of God, we're not talking about a fleshly pressing. We're not talking about trying to pray harder. Well, just pray harder. Well, Pastor, I'm trying. How hard do I have to pray? I mean, this is as hard as I can pray. We're not talking about a fleshly, yeah, right. We're not talking about, you know, a fleshly Rambo spirit or anything like that. We're talking about making decisions of quality. Making quality decisions. Decisions in your heart with your whole being that says, I will not live without the plan of God. I don't care what it costs. I don't care what I have to do. God will give me the grace to do it. But at all costs, I will have the plan of God for my life, for my family, for my church, and for our ministry. Amen. That's how you press into it. You make a quality decision. As long as you and I don't make a quality decision, we will vacillate. The decision you make is like an anchor. The grace of God follows a decision. Sometimes people are waiting for the grace. Well, Lord, give me the grace. Give me the grace. And the Lord says, make a decision. Make a decision. You make a decision, the grace will come each and every time. Why? Because we found out this, that before time began, God gave you a purpose. Before time began, He gave you grace to accomplish the purpose. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But as long as you vacillate, as long as you try to, you know, stand in two places and entertain this over here and entertain that over here, over there, you won't get anywhere.
Yeah.
Amen. So everybody say, press in.
Press in.
Forcefully.
Forcefully.
What are we talking about? Making forceful decisions.
Yeah.
Forceful decisions. I'm going to do the will of God. I'm going to follow God. I'm going to pursue God's plan for my life. God will be there to back you up. Amen.
Amen.